Arkansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
And a good evening, Kansaland. Seth Tollison joining you here for week number 7 of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show as you join us here exactly at 10 p.m. on 103.9 FM KNZA and 92.1 FM KMZA. Our feature game of the week, a shootout over in Doniphan County as the Mustangs of Doniphan West hold off Valley Falls tonight. 56-46 in a game with a ton of offense, well over 1,000 yards of total offense between both teams, and it came down to one defensive stop for Doniphan West as, again, they hold off the Dragons. And again, with that shootout here tonight, you add some senior night festivities, and we get a late game tonight, so we're getting to the show here a little bit late. What that does mean, though, is that I have all of the scores from week number 7 down and ready to go for you, so we can just jump right in as we will start in 8-man football as we'll start in Division 1 tonight. As in District number 3 tonight, we've got Clifton Clyde shutting out Washington County 50-0. So you've got Clifton Clyde there again undefeated in district play while Washington County drops to 1-3 tonight. With that win, Doniphan West improves their district record to 2-2. While Valley Falls drops to 1-3 in district play. The other game in that district in Division 1 of 8-man football was Burlingame at Maranatha Academy. No update on that one. You got to think Burlingame probably wins that one. Again, better record at 3-2 compared to Maranatha's 1-5 record, but do not have that final yet. I'm hoping to get that one for you here before we sign off. In Division 2 of 8-man football this evening, a high-scoring game here as well. But it's all Buffaloes. They win big 70-26. The Buffaloes get the road win tonight. They are 4-3, improve their district record to 3-2. Also tonight, then, in District 3, Division 2, it is Hanover tonight. They rout Lynn 58-12. And wrapping up again the district play in District 3, in Division 2, it is Axtell tonight. They take care of Wetmore quickly, 64-16. The Eagles all over the Cardinals in that bird battle tonight. Axtell gets the win. They're 7-0 overall and 5-0 in the TVL and district play. One other non-district game tonight, Frankfort tonight. They went on the road to take on Thunder Ridge. This is a non-district game, like I said. Both teams in Division 2. Thunder Ridge out of the Northern Plains League tonight, and they're in division for district number 4 in Division 2 tonight, and it was all Longhorns as they get the win tonight at home over Frankfort, 60-12, your final in that one. 11-man football scores now. We'll look at 1A football tonight, as it is Jefferson County North tonight. They hold off Troy 22-12, so the Chargers are 4-1 in district play in district number 2, while Troy drops to 3-4. Jackson Heights also in that same district tonight. They get the road win over the Mustangs of Valley Heights. The final there, 48-12. Jackson Heights is now 3-2 in that district. And Wabunsee tonight all over Horton, 49-0 is your final. The Chargers out of Horton drop to 0-7 on the season. One other non-district game tonight at Centralia, they shut out Linden 26-0. The Tigers from Linden in district number 1, while Centralia there in district number 2. As far as Centralia, they are undefeated in district play. Again, a non-district game for them, but they went into tonight with a 5-0 record, which they will maintain, again, heading into the final week of what is technically the regular season, but again, basically playoff football, as all teams try to jockey position, again, to get onto the bracket heading into, again, the end of the football season. Class 2A now, we take a look at District number 3 scores, as it is Pleasant Ridge tonight. They host Oskaloosa. Your final there, the Rams 34, Oskaloosa 14. Also tonight in that same district, Mission Valley gets the win at McLeod 34-6. The Bulldogs drop to 0-5 on the season. The War on 24, kind of on the fringe of our listening area, but this was probably the biggest game in the state of Kansas, especially in the lower divisions there. As Rossville tonight, they hand Silver Lake their second loss of the year. It was a close one, though. Silver Lake had a lead late in the third quarter. Rossville's starting quarterback actually went out in that ball game, but they're able to come back, and they hold off the Eagles. Rossville stays undefeated at 7-0 with a 24-19 win over Silver Lake. In District number 4 in Class 2A tonight, it's a big 7-league showdown between the Cyclones and the Thunder. Nemaha Central gets the win at home tonight. They take care of Riverside 46-12. They are 5-2 overall and 3-1 in district play. A game got canceled. That was St. Mary's Mar Hill, unable to play tonight, so that district game did not happen. The other district game was a big one, as it was Republic County and ACCHS, and it was ACCHS coming from behind to win this one 14-12, as they are 6-1 on the season. The Tigers having an outstanding year. Again, their lone loss to Nemaha Central. District record now at 3-1. And again, at the top spot in the NEKL with an unbeaten record at 4-0. Jumping up then to Class 3A tonight, we'll start in the District number 3, as it is Hayden out of Topeka tonight at Perry LeCompton. 46-18, your final, the Wildcats out of Hayden. They get the big win tonight. They are 6-1 and 4-0 in district play. And then taking a look at District 4 with, again, six area schools in that district. Outside of Rock Creek, they're close, but not quite in the listing area. But nonetheless, in that district with Holton, Hiawatha, Royal Valley, Jeff West, and Sabetha. Matchup tonight between the Tigers and the Blue Jays. Jeff West hosting Sabetha, and it was all Blue Jays, 56-13. They had two punt returns for touchdowns in the opening half. As Sabetha rolls tonight, 56-13, they are 3-4 and 2-2 in district play. Hiawatha tonight, they look to get back on their winning ways, and they get to above 500 with a 56-0 shutout over the Panthers of Royal Valley tonight. The Redhawks are now 2-2 in district play, and overall their league record, Hiawatha, a surprising 4-1 with wins over Riverside, Jeff West, Perry LeCompton, and now Royal Valley. So Hiawatha's, again, lone big 7-league loss to Holton. They have Sabetha yet to go, and again, not playing Nemaha Central this year. So Hiawatha with that 4-1 big 7-league record, kind of the star there on the score sheet here tonight for Hiawatha. But again, they get the win 56-0 over Royal Valley. The other game then from that district number 4 in Class 3A, this was a big one, and Holton would have to hold off Rock Creek as it was close about midway through the game, but Holton would run away with it towards the end. They win it by 20, 41-21, your final score. The Wildcats are now 7-0 and 4-0 in district play, and again, they sit atop the Big 7 League. Of course, this is a non-league game, but Holton with a perfect 5-0 record heading into the final week of the regular season. One other 3A score tonight, it would be Marysville and Clay Center. Low-scoring game here between a couple of teams from the NCKL. The Bulldogs would prevail as they defeat the Tigers tonight at home 10-3. Marysville gets the win. Again, they are 2-4. Their district record improved to 2-2 in district number 5. And then one other score for you from Class 4A tonight. It is Atchison at Casey Schlegel. This was a 4A-5A matchup. Of course, this is a 4A game for Atchison, the East District. Not a district game for them, but a league game in the Kansas City Atchison League. And it is Atchison. They improved to 4-0 in league play with a 55-22 win over Schlegel tonight out of Kansas City. Well, again, those are all the scores we have for you here tonight. Stay tuned. Coming up here later in the show, we will pick our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Bowl nominees. They already do have a couple of names on that list. If you would like to add a player tonight who had an outstanding ball game, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-907-2346. Kirk is here. Miles also here. We'll gladly take that information down from you so we can add them to our list. And again, we'll hand out that game ball coming up here towards the end of the show. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with more scores. Also on the way, recaps from our area games of the week. That's all coming up again here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting back to this. To her, to family, to friends, to hugs. For people at higher risk of COVID-19 complications because of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart conditions, the COVID-19 vaccine is an important choice. Consider it's the first step towards getting back to what you miss so much safely. Getting back to life. Set your heart on it. It's up to you. A message from the American Heart Association.
And welcome back. The Community National Bank High School School Board Show continues here on this Friday evening, week number 7 of the high school football regular season, as we again wrap up district play next week and teams try to put themselves in good position to move into the postseason and make a run at a state title here in 2021. Well, let's take a look at our scores here again tonight. We'll start with a non-district game. This is a Kansas City Atchison League game, though. It is Atchison on the road. The Phoenix get the road win at Casey Schlegel, 55-22. As we move to district play, then in Class 3A tonight, this out of District Number 3, Hayden tonight. Winners at Perry LeCompton, 46-18. The Cause dropped to 4-3. The three games in District Number 4 in Class 3A tonight. Winners include Sabetha. They knock off Jeff West tonight, 56-13. Hiawatha also winners tonight in that district, shutting out Royal Valley, 56-0. And Holton, they get the 20-point win over Rock Creek, just one game away from a district championship tonight for the Wildcats tonight. Again, they get that 20-point win and are now 7-0 and 4-0 in district play. One game then in district number 5, Class 3A. This is a NCKL game as well. It's Marysville. Low-scoring game here, but the Bulldogs get the win at home over Clay Center tonight, 10-3. 2A, district number 3 tonight, Oskaloosa at Pleasant Ridge. It's the Rams winning that one, 34-14. Pleasant Ridge improves to 5-2. Mission Valley tonight at McLeod. The Vikings win this one by a final score of 34-6. McLeod is 0-5 on the season. The War on 24 tonight in district number 3, a huge game, not just in district play, but also deciding the Mideast League title. Basically, it's Rossville. They get the win, but they have to hold off Silver Lake, 24-19. Rossville gets the win. They are 7-0 and 4-0 in district play. One game then in district number 4 tonight that got canceled was St. Mary's and Mar Hill. That game did not happen tonight. The other two games, though, in that district saw Nemaha Central beat Riverside 46-12, and a close one here tonight. ACCHS knocks off Republic County 14-12. We'll get a recap from Tom Counts on that one here in just a bit. In 1A football, it is the Jefferson County North getting a win at home over Troy. 22-12 is your final there. Jackson Heights road winners, they knock off Valley Heights 48-12. Also then in District 2 in Class 1A, Wabunsee shuts out Horton as it is the Chargers taking on the Chargers tonight. But again, Wabunsee gets the road win 49-0. Horton drops to 0-7. And in a non-district game in Class 1A tonight, Centralia shuts out Linden at home tonight 26-0. That game heard on 92.1 FM KMZA. Taking a look at 8-man football tonight in Division 1, District 3 tonight, a TVL matchup between the Eagles and Tigers. Clifton Clyde beats Washington County 50-0, your final score. Also tonight, this was a shootout on 103.9 FM KNZA. This was Donovan West holding off Valley Falls 56-46. The first quarter and the third quarter especially, a lot of fireworks, but the defense would kind of find some rhythm in both the second and fourth quarters, and Donovan West was able to run out the clock in that one to hold off Valley Falls 56-46. Johnny Kane will give us a recap from that ball game coming up here in the show as well. Division 2 then in 8-man football tonight, Onega all over Blue Valley in a district game 70-26. Hanover takes care of Lynn 58-12, and Axtell all over Wetmore 64-16. While in a non-district game, Frankfort had a tough test on the road at Thunder Ridge. The Longhorns just too much tonight. They defeat the Wildcats by a final of 60-12. Well, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll come back, and again, we'll run down the scores in case you missed them. Also on the way, we've got our recaps from our five area games on the MSC Sports Network. That's all on the way here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Brian Nelson with Giant Communications, and our free times 3 promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, first month of service, and free modem rental for a year. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust because Giant Communications is the fastest service provider in the area, offering download speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big because our free times 3 promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, give us a call or visit giantcom.net today to learn more.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
My name is Kristen Morey, and I have been a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness for 7 years. What I enjoy most about my job is the family atmosphere and connection we have with our patients. I love working with patients, and my responsibility is to educate and encourage them on how to do exercises and make better lifestyle choices. I am also passionate about teaching my family and friends about the importance of chiropractic, and it's easy to share this message when you believe in what you do. Come let us take care of you today at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Disability is not inability. A person's ability may be different, but still an ability. No matter one's race or age, no matter one's physical or mental condition, we all have limitless possibilities. For more than 100 years, Easterseals has helped the 1 in 4 people with disabilities in America live, work, learn, and play. I'm Angela Williams, CEO of Easterseals.
Visit Easterseals.com to help.
You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on a Friday night, on a chilly Friday night, as temperatures feel like football weather as they are down now into the mid-40s here throughout the Kansaland listening area. As again, seeing some pictures online on Twitter, you actually see people wearing coats and the blankets and all that stuff is out in full force. As again, like I said, it definitely finally feels like football weather out at all of our area high school football fields here this evening. Well, there might have been cool temperatures, but the scoring was hot tonight, as there was a lot of scoring here throughout the northeast Kansas area. As we will get you all the scores again here in this segment, we'll start again in Class 4A Atchison tonight. They put up 55 as they knock off Casey Schlegel by a final of 55-22. Hayden scores 46. They defeat Perry LeCompton 46-18. Sabetha 56. Jeff West 13. 56-0 is the score for Hiawatha over Royal Valley. Holton wins tonight 41-21. Here we go. Here's a score that better represents the temperatures. Marysville 10, Clay Center 3. Marysville gets to 2-4. Pleasant Ridge, they win 34-14. Mission Valley also 34 points, as that's enough to defeat McLeod 34-6 tonight. This is a good game over near Topeka, the War on 24 as it is known. Rossville by 5 over Silver Lake, 24-19. Nemaha Central tonight puts up 46. They defeat Riverside at home, 46-12. ACCHS, here's a good game right here. The Tigers beat the Buffaloes, 14-12. Another good one, a win by Jefferson County North over Troy, 22-12. Jackson Heights all over Valley Heights tonight, 48-12. Wabunsee shuts out Horton, 49-0. And Centralia knocks off Linden in a non-district game tonight in 1A, 26-0. Eight-man football, you're bound to find some fireworks again in eight-man football, and we did tonight. That was no exception here this evening as Clifton Clyde, they take care of Washington County by a final of 50-0. This one was fireworks on both sides as Donovan West knocks off Valley Falls. This game was back and forth. It was tied. It at one point was just a two-point difference. Valley Falls missed a two-point conversion, and Donovan West would have kind of a two-point lead throughout the game, but they were able to hold off Valley Falls there late and wrap up the fourth quarter. 56-46 is the final score. Donovan West wins tonight. Also tonight, Burlingame, I found that other district final in District 3 and Division 1. Burlingame was able to knock off Maranatha as we expected, 58-12. So Burlingame is 3-1 in that district, while Clifton Clyde is 4-0 in District 3. In Division II, eight-man football tonight. Also District III, it's Onega tonight. They put up 70 tonight over Blue Valley, 70-26. Hanover puts up 58. They defeat Lynn 58-12. And Axtell 64, Wetmore 16, a final. Wrapping up district scores again from District 3 and Division 2. And also one other score tonight. In eight-man football, a non-district game, it is Thunder Ridge tonight hosting Frankfort. And it is the Longhorns 60 and the Wildcats from Frankfort 12, the final score to that one. Well, we'll come back. We'll get our recaps for you. As again, we'll get an update from all of our games on the MSC Sports Network. Those are coming up after this. Also, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient. Who will that be? We'll find that out as well coming up.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
This pandemic doesn't seem to be going away, and neither is Denison State Bank. We've been doing this for 120 years now, so we have the experience to get through tough times and the loyalty to offer to our customers and communities.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Well, we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Here in this segment, we've got recaps from our area games of the week on the MSC Sports Network. As we're going to start off in eight-man football tonight, and we're going to start off with our game on 103.9 FM KNZA tonight, as it was a district showdown for the Dragons and the Mustangs. With that recap, here's Johnny Kane.
It was eight-man Division I district football at Denton, Kansas on Friday night as Donovan West played host to Valley Falls on senior night. And it was Donovan West in a shootout with over 500 total yards of offense, picking up the victory 56-46 over Valley Falls. Both teams scored on their first four possessions of the game, but Donovan West got a stop of Valley Falls on a two-point conversion try and led 32-30 at the half. Donovan West would then hold Valley Falls to just two touchdowns in the final two quarters, while Trent Spiker took over for the Mustangs in that 56-46 victory. 966 total yards of offense in this game. Valley Falls had 457, Donovan West 509. And Donovan West, though, got the big performance from Trent Spiker. 23 carries, 256 yards, and three touchdowns for Spiker. Braden Simmons added 12 carries for 151. He had three touchdowns. Cole Franken, 84 yards, and a touchdown for Donovan West, who improves to 3-4 on the year with the victory. Valley Falls, meanwhile, a big game from Samuel Drinkard. He had 151 yards and a couple of touchdowns on 10 carries. Dylan Cervantes, he was also over the century mark tonight, and Zach Evans, 5 carries for 69 yards. He had a touchdown, and Cervantes also added 108 yards through the air and one more touchdown as Valley Falls drops to 3-4 here on the season. Both teams back in action to finish up the regular season next week. Valley Falls will host Washington County, Donovan West on the road at Burlingame. But again, tonight in Denton, it was Donovan West edging out Valley Falls in a shootout. 56-46 the final as Valley Falls again drops to 3-4. Donovan West improves to 3-4. But again, reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Other finals then, again from that same district, Clifton Clyde tops Washington County 50-0, and Burlingame over Maranatha Academy 58-12. In Division II 8-man football tonight, the finals in District 3, Onega over Blue Valley 70-26. It was Hanover over Lynn tonight 58-12, and Axtell tonight tops Wetmore at home 64-16. Thunder Ridge in a non-district game tonight takes care of Frankfort then 60-12. The Wildcats drop to 5-2 on the season. Class 1A football tonight, we've got finals from Jefferson County North as the Chargers defeat Troy 22-12. Jackson Heights tonight, they knock off Valley Heights on the road 48-12. Wabunsee tonight over Horton 49-0. Again, those are district scores from District 2 in Class 1A. One non-district game tonight in Class 1A saw the Tigers and Panthers meet up tonight as Centralia hosted Linden. With a recap from that one, here is Brandon Tatman.
It was all Centralia on senior nights as they took care of the Linden Tigers 26-0, winning their sixth game in a row and a chance to close out with the district championship next week. They dominated from the start despite throwing an early interception. The defense held true all night as the Panthers scored a touchdown in every quarter of the game. First quarter, 1 yard run by Ethan McNally, 7-0 at that point. They'd had a late touchdown in the second quarter to take a 13-0 halftime lead on a 35-yard pass from Ethan McNally to Jared Blaha. That was with 9 seconds left in the second quarter. Third quarter, they got their touchdown on a 31-yard scamper from Jared Blaha, 19-0 at that point, and they'd salted away in the fourth quarter. McNally again, this one from 21 yards out, made it 26-0, and that would be the final score of the game. Linden had no shot offensively. They were outgained 288-120. The rushing yards were 162-66 in favor of Centralia. The drive chart for the Tigers went 3 and out, turnover on downs, interception. They also had multiple fumbles and an interception as well, and had multiple turnover on downs. So they just could not move the ball tonight as the Panthers controlled the pace from start to finish. Ethan McNally, 21 carries, 104 yards and 2 scores. He was 9-13 passing for 126 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Again, the Panthers have now won 6 straight. They are 6-1 overall. They'll go to Wabunsee next week. Victory there will clinch a Class 1A District 2 championship. And then for the Linden Tigers, they drop to 3-3. They'll wrap up their season next week at Uniontown. Again, the final from Centralia, all Panthers. They won this one 26-0 over Linden. Reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Brandon Tadman.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Class 2A scores tonight. We'll start with the district scores in District 3. An NEKL game tonight saw Pleasant Ridge defeat Oskaloosa 34-14. Mission Valley tonight, they top McLeod 34-6. And Rossville tonight, they take care of Silver Lake 24-19. That game out of the Mid-East League, also a District 3 game in Class 2A. Class 4A then, St. Mary's Mar Hill, that game was canceled here tonight, so that just left two other games in District number 4, the first of which saw Nemaha Central take care of Riverside 46-12. The other one, a lot closer. The Tigers from ACCHS hosting the Buffaloes of Republic County. With a recap from that game, here is Tom Counts.
It was an unusual game in Effingham, Kansas, as ACCHS played host to Republic County on senior night. The Tigers end the evening with no points scored by the offense. The Tigers were inside the 5-yard line two times, could not get it into the end zone, and yet ACCHS comes away with an exciting 14-12 win over the Buffaloes. For the Buffs, it was Trey Melton, the quarterback, who went into the end zone two times, each time on a 1-yard run to account for their scoring. But for Atchison County, the first touchdown came in the second quarter on a blocked punt recovered in the end zone by lineman Carter Page. The Tigers scored the two-point conversion and led at that point 8-6. In the third quarter, the Tigers came from behind and on a fourth down play, a 95-yard pick six by Bryson Lee gave Atchison County its lead. ACCHS wins it 14-12. Tigers are now 6-1, having a sparkling season and moved to 3-1 in district play. Republic County 3-3 overall, 2-2 in the district. For Atchison County, next week they travel to St. Mary's. For Republic County, it'll be a trip to Nemaha Central. But again, an unusual game, but a thrilling win. ACCHS 14, Republic County 12. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Network.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. That would have been a very exciting game to watch if you were a defensive fan. So there you go. Tigers get the big win, and they are 6-1 on the season. We'll move up now to Class 3A tonight, as it is Marysville. They take care of Clay Center by a final of 10-3. That's District 5. And in District 3 tonight, Perry LeCompton hosting Hayden. It's the Wildcats winning that one 46-18. District 4, several schools from the local area in that district in Class 3A, and out of the six schools, five of them in the Big 7 League. Tonight it was Royal Valley at Hiawatha. The Red Hawks win that one 56-0. And Sabetha tonight on the Sabetha Channel went to Jeff West to take on the Tigers. With a recap from that one, here is Logan Bitterman.
The Sabetha Blue Jays would be on the road to take on the Tigers of Jeff West in Meriden, Kansas on this Friday evening. Sabetha would look to get their second straight district win on the season, as Jeff West was looking for a win in district play as well. Jeff West would start with the football, however, they would have to punt after their first possession, in which Marcus Bauman would return the punt to the house for a 40-yard punt return for a touchdown. Sabetha would get the early 7-0 lead on their second drive of the game. Jeff West once again would have to punt. This time, junior Josh Herman would get a 55-yard touchdown punt return, and Sabetha would have a 14-0 lead just like that to start the game. Sabetha would then just take over the ball game, as on their first offensive possession, Josh Herman got a 5-yard touchdown run, which made it 21-0. Josh Herman once again would get a 1-yard touchdown run on their Sabetha's next offensive possession, as the score would go 28-0 at that point. On Sabetha's third drive of the game, Matthew Garber would find a wide-open Marcus Bauman over the middle for a one-play 75-yard touchdown pass, which would make it 35-0. However, right before the halftime break, Jeff West would get a touchdown of their own. This, a 2-yard touchdown run by Caleb Morse, the running back for the Tigers. It was a 2-yard touchdown run. In the second half of the game, the Blue Jays would keep finding the end zone, as Josh Herman once again would take this one for 35 yards to the house and make it 42-7 Sabetha. On drive number 6 in the ball game and the second one of the second half for the Blue Jays, Jonathan Renier would take it 28 yards for the score and make it 49-7 Sabetha at that point. Chase Fry would then find the end zone for the last touchdown for the Blue Jays and make it 56-7 on an 8-yard touchdown run for Sabetha. However, the final score would end 56-13 as Sabetha does get the win, but Caleb Morse would get a 1-yard touchdown run, his second score of the night. The extra point was missed, and it was 56-13, and Sabetha gets the win here by 43. Josh Herman led the Sabetha on the ground with 198 yards and 3 touchdowns and had 1 punt return for a score. Jonathan Renier had 87 yards and a touchdown. Chase Fry had 54 yards and a touchdown, and Matt Garber threw for 84 yards and a touchdown pass. to Marcus Bauman, and Marcus Bauman also had a punt return in the win as well. Caleb Morse had 17 yards on the ground with two touchdowns for the Tigers in the loss, and in passing, Caleb Stones threw for 228 yards in the loss here this evening. So Jeff West will get the loss here by a final score of 56-13. Jeff West will play next week against Sabetha. Will play host to Hiawatha at home next week in the final regular season and district game of 2021. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman reporting.
All right, thank you very much, Logan. The one other game then in that district tonight was the basically district championship, as tonight it was Rock Creek and Holton, both teams going into that one at with a 3-0 district record. With a recap from the Holton Channel, here is Justin Fluke.
The Holton Wildcats secured the District 3 football title and improved the record to 7-0 Friday night, defeating Rock Creek on the road 41-21. The Wildcats led 14-0 after one quarter as they scored touchdowns on their first two drives, but also had a goal line stand stopping Rock Creek's initial drive at the 1-yard line. Holton was still ahead just 21-6 at halftime, but the Wildcats scored twice quickly in the third quarter to extend the lead and never look back en route to a 20-point victory. Holton had 544 total yards of offense. They had 514 yards rushing. Holton was led on the ground by Garrison Booth, 24 carries for 215 yards and a touchdown. Matt Lears had 136 yards on just six carries. Two of those went for a touchdown. And Jaden Fletcher, the third different running back, over 100 yards with 110. Fletcher scored two touchdowns as well. Holton's also got a big game-changing interception on Rock Creek's first drive after halftime. Lucas Adcock picked off a pass, and the Wildcats went on to the win. Rock Creek ended up with 362 yards, also a ton of penalties in the contest, but the Wildcats win the district, and now they'll try to claim their undefeated Big 7 League title for the first time since 2014 as they wrap up the regular season next week at home against Jeff West. Again, the final from the Rock, it was Holton 41, Rock Creek 21. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. As again, that wraps up Class 3A. One other game tonight to report on was Schlegel tonight hosting Atchison. This was a not a district game, just a Kansas City Atchison League game tonight, and it is Atchison tonight with a big win, 55-22. The Phoenix now are 6-1 on the season. Well, stay tuned. We need to take our final break. We'll do that. We'll come back and run down the scores again for you one time. Our Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. I've got quite a few on the list tonight. Who will we pick? We will find out again coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jake Spaulding with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry, save big, because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, contact Giant Communications or visit giantcom.com. Net to learn more. At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From paintless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Hello, my name is Doreen, and I have been a patient of Dr. Lukert's for 7 years. Although I came to him for neck and back pain, he has also helped me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Initially, I was afraid, but after he treated me, I have been a new person, and I don't regret a minute of it. When my back is happy, I am happy. He has made my life better, and I have recommended Dr. Lukert to all of my family and friends, and would recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha to you as well.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hello, my name is Andrea Delzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old. If I had one message for the general public, it would be relax. Some folks get really flustered around disabled people, so they just pretend we're not there. I've actually had waiters talk to my companion and completely ignore me. People with disabilities just want the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
This is a message from United Spinal Association. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Well, one final time here on this Friday, October 15th, week number 7 officially in the books as we get set for the final week of district play and, again, the final regular season game. Some teams' season will come to an end, and then, again, several other teams will be gearing up as they head into postseason football here in 2021. Well, here in this segment, we'll pick our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient. Again, I got a good list here tonight to pick from. Excited about that. We'll also take a look at what's coming up here this weekend for collegiate and professional football. And also next week, a little sneak peek at what's coming up as we get set for the final week of the regular season for high school football. Well, we'll start in Class 4A tonight. This was a non-district game as Atchison taking on Casey Schlegel. Schlegel's a 5A school, but both teams in the Kansas City Atchison League tonight. And it is the Phoenix tonight. They improved their league record to 4-0 with a 55-22 win over the Stallions. Taking a look at district standings, Class 4A, again, it's just East and West, and Atchison in the East District. They have a 6-1 record. They use their points in the, again, the East and West districts to determine if there's a tie on record. Currently, Atchison right behind Chanute. Baser Linwood, the undefeated team in that district, sitting in first spot there. But Atchison, again, ranked pretty high there in the East District. Class 3A in District number 3 tonight, it is Hayden. They secure a district championship tonight with a win over Perry Lecompton as Topeka Hayden takes care of the cause tonight by a final score of 46-18 is your final score there. Also tonight in District number 4, Holton tonight seals the deal for a District 4 championship as they knock off Rock Creek tonight by a score here this evening of 41-21. Also in that district tonight, Royal Valley and Hiawatha, the Redhawks win this one 56-0. And Sabetha, they defeat Jeff West 56-13. So your top four teams then in that district are going to be Holton, Rock Creek, Sabetha, and Hiawatha. Sabetha, Hiawatha yet to play. And actually, that's kind of a big game because that could affect seeding a little bit. So Hiawatha and Sabetha will meet up next week in district play. District 5 then, again, we do have a local school from Marysville in that one as Marysville sitting in that fourth spot, so still a chance to advance. And tonight their win over Clay Center actually was huge, as again, if they would have lost that one, they might have been on the outside looking in depending on how next week goes. But Marysville, with that win, they find themselves in the top four of that district as they defeat Clay Center tonight 10-3. In Class 2A tonight, taking a look at results again from District number 3, Pleasant Ridge defeats Oskaloosa 34-14. Mission Valley over McLeod 34-6. And Rossville tonight, they defeat Silver Lake. So Rossville, they are district champs in District 3 in Class 2A. Silver Lake, Pleasant Ridge, and then also tonight Mission Valley. With that win, they will be the top four teams in that district, while Oskaloosa and McLeod all winless in District number 3. In District number 4 then tonight, again, a little interesting situation with Mar Hill's game being canceled. Again, they were set here tonight to take on St. Mary's, as St. Mary's undefeated in that district. Nemaha Central currently in second with a 3-1 record. They have the win over ACCHS, so they are sitting above ACCHS. Atchison County tonight then with that win over Republic County. That just puts them ahead of Republic County. So St. Mary's, Nemaha Central, ACCHS, and Republic County, the top four teams in that district in Class 2A. 1A football then, taking a look at finals tonight, district games in District number 2. Troy tonight at Jefferson County North is JCN 22, the Trojans 12. Jackson Heights tonight wins 48-12. Waubunsee shuts out Horton and 49-0. Centralia also from that District 2 in a non-district game tonight. They defeat Linden 26-0 is your final score. Centralia again with the championship clinched already in that district at 5-0. Jefferson County North, Waubunsee, and Jackson Heights all again in the top four. Valley Heights at 2-4 with Troy and Horton rounding out again the seven teams in that district. Moving to eight-man football in Division 1 tonight, several scores in here this evening. Clifton Clyde tonight tops Washington County 50-0. It's Donovan West over Valley Falls 56-46, while Burlingame then they top Maranatha Academy 58-12. Again, this is Division 1 in District number 3. Looking at those standings then, Clifton Clyde, again, they are still undefeated as they move to 4-0 in district play. Burlingame 3-1. Donovan West improves to 2-2, so they sit in third, while you've got Valley Falls, Maranatha, and Washington County all there at 1-3. Valley Falls has a slight edge on the average of points there with 7.8, so that puts them just ahead of Maranatha and Washington County. Again, there are six teams in that district in eight-man Division 1. Eight-man Division 2 then, taking a look at District number 3, as again, mostly all schools from the Twin Valley League in that district, as Onega tonight defeats Blue Valley 70-26. It's Hanover over Lynn this evening 58-12. Axtell tops Wetmore 64-16, and one non-district game in Division 2 tonight sees Thunder Ridge take care of Frankfort tonight. 60-12 is your final score there. So the standings, we've got, again, Axtell undefeated in district play at 5-0. Frankfort is 4-1. Hanover at 3-2. Onega at 2-2, with Blue Valley Randolph at 2-3. Lynn and Wetmore then rounding out the, again, seven teams at the bottom there of District number 3 in Division 2. Well, that pretty much wraps up all the scores. That means next we need to do this.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's Game Ball presentation.
All right, let's take a look at our list. I do have six names added to the list here tonight. We've got first up on the list, Samuel Drinker from Valley Falls. The Dragons tonight putting up a lot of points, a lot of yards. Unfortunately, coming up short against Donovan West, as Samuel Drinker had 151 rushing yards, including two touchdowns. Also tonight, Carter Page for ACCHS. You got to put him on the list. Anytime you can get special teams involved in a block punt for a touchdown, that'll put you on my list any day, as he tonight, we're going to put him on there. Also tonight, Holton doing what Holton does best, as they put up over 500 yards rushing. 215 of those yards rushing come from Garrison Booth. He also put a touchdown on the board for the Wildcats here tonight. Ethan McNally from Centralia had 21 carries, 104 yards rushing, and two touchdowns. He also threw 9 for 13 for 126 yards and a touchdown here tonight. Trent Spiker, Donovan West Mustang, he had a big night tonight. Despite having a somewhat of an injury, he had 23 carries for 256 yards and three touchdowns, as he had has 6 touchbacks as he's their primary kicker. 6 touchbacks. He also returned 3 of those kicks from the other side for 65 yards. He gets on the list here tonight, but I'm going to give it to Josh Herman of Sabetha tonight, as the Blue Jay had 3 touchdowns tonight, 198 yards rushing, and I mentioned special teams is going to get you on my list. He started things off again there for Sabetha. They had 2 punts returned for a touchdown to start off their scoring tonight, and he had one of those punts returned for a touchdown. Our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball recipient is Josh Herman, the Blue Jay from Sabetha. Well, we're going to take a look at what's coming up here. We've got college football coming up. Iowa State 3-2 and 1-1 in Big 12 play comes to Kansas State tomorrow. The Wildcats are 3-2 and 0-2 in Big 12 play as they have started their run through the Big 12 with 2 losses to Oklahoma State and then last week again to Oklahoma, or 2 weeks ago rather, Oklahoma. While the Cyclones enter this game, they come off a blowout win versus Kansas in their last game. Iowa State's only Big 12 loss was a 2-point game against Baylor, and Baylor's been blowing out a lot of people this year. So again, it will be a big game tomorrow. Pregame on KMZA and KNZA will start at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff at Bill Snyder Family Stadium is at 6:30. I mentioned the Jayhawks, despite the opening the season with a win over South Dakota State. The Jayhawks have lost 4 straight as they have given up at least 45 points in each of those last 4 games. KU continues Big 12 play tomorrow with a home game in Lawrence. They will take on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Benedictine, the Ravens, they have found their groove on offense as they have scored over 60 points in the last 3 games. And each game, over 60 points. Benedictine heads into Fayette, Missouri to take on the Eagles at Central Methodist. Both teams sport a 4-2 record entering tomorrow's game. Kickoff tomorrow, 1 o'clock. And you can catch it on CARE 93.7 FM. Again, Benedictine football tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The Scotties from Highland, they're in the middle of a 3-game homestand, as tomorrow they will host Hutchison Community College at 1 o'clock. Hutch began the season ranked number 1 in the NJCAA Division I polls. They have plummeted, though, as they started off the year with 2 straight losses. They come in tomorrow with a 2-3 overall record. Highland enters the game with a 1-4 record, and they look to pull off the upset tomorrow. That game set for 1 o'clock tomorrow at Porter Family Stadium in Highland. Taking a look at Sunday, kind of hard to think that the Chiefs would be in a must-win situation entering Week 6 of the NFL season, but that is where they are, as they will take on the Washington football team on Sunday. They get a tough loss to the Bills last week. The Chiefs trying to right the ship, to say the least, at FedEx Field this Sunday. Kickoff scheduled for noon. You can catch pregame coverage on 92.1 FM KMZA. That will start upcoming on Sunday at 11 a.m. Next week, just a sneak peek, again, don't miss Locker Room Chats on both Wednesday and Thursday nights on both stations. Next Friday, kind of the plan right now anyway. Of course, we've got the GN Bank Friday Night Fever Show at 6:05. Then our expected games next week, Horton at Troy, Axtell at Onega, Jefferson County North at Jackson Heights, and then on msesports.net on the Holton Channel, they've got the Holton-Jeff West game, and Sabetha has Hiawatha and Sabetha, again, at msesports.net. And then we're going to wrap up the regular season and district play next Friday night with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Well, my thanks to Miles and Kirk, as always, each and every evening here on Friday nights. Again, getting scores and getting me information for the program. I appreciate their hard work, and I'd like to thank you as well for tuning in here tonight to the Scoreboard Show. So until next Friday, have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton,
by S&S Automotive in Seneca and Commercial Tire Solutions.